Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this morning. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin, as I often do, out behind the house here in the trees. I do have a campfire going this morning. Kind of chilly down here for Texas, you know. We've had a little blast of cold weather this past week. A week ago, it was 82 degrees, unseasonably warm where I live here in Texas. But we've got a chill back in the air, and that's okay with me. It's that time of year. I do like the cold weather a lot more than these summers down in Texas. It can get pretty hot. You know, I saw on the internet where a young man was attacked by a mountain lion up near Fort Collins, Colorado, this past week. And it started me to thinking, you know, there's a few things actually in the woods in North America that I'm really afraid of, anything can hurt you, any wild animal, including a wild boar. But I've had very few, I could count on one hand the even close calls with wild hogs, and I've hunted them a great deal. Never had a really close, something I thought was life-threatening with a wild boar. But a mountain lion is something that I really know little about. Now, I guided up in Colorado north of Steamboat Springs for 6 years on archery, elk, and bear hunts. And during that course of time, I actually put my eyeballs on 3 mountain lions. Two at a great distance, one way, way, way too close for comfort. I think I've got time to tell you that story this morning. But I was guiding a young man in his early 30s, and I had him set up on a water hole, an elk wallow. Had a ground blind fixed up, a brush blind, actually. And he was probably 20 yards from where there was a lot of elk sign, where they'd cut the bank with, you know, coming in to water. A lot of elk sign and quite a few bear tracks in that area. So I had him set up, and I'm down about 80 yards doing some bugling, trying to get a bull in there, a bull elk to come in. Well, I'd been there probably 15 minutes when I saw a black bear, which is a very, very common occurrence up there in northern Colorado, where we were north of Steamboat Springs. Just an average run-of-the-mill Colorado black bear, maybe 125-pounder. He come walking by me at about 50 yards. I don't think he even saw me. He kept on, wound up in the aspens and disappeared. About 10 minutes later, this young man that I was guiding came up to me with eyes as big as saucers. And here's exactly what he said. He said, "Luke, I just looked death in the face." Well, you know what I thought. I thought that bear had maybe circled around and he saw the bear down by the water hole. He wasn't an experienced mountain hunter at all. That was his first time to be up in the Rockies hunting. So, you know, I obviously thought it was a bear. Well, he says, "No, Luke." He said, "I had a mountain lion stalk within 6 feet of me." Now, granted, I had him sitting on the ground in this brush blind. A mountain lion most definitely did. I went back and, I don't know, looking back, I'm not sure it was the smartest thing to do, but I got him to recreate it, set him back down. He said, "Here's the mountain lion that snuck in there, crouched and creeping up on him." So I asked him, "What'd you do?" He said, "I stood up and the mountain lion didn't run. He just started going up in elevation to get above him." There's a steep incline right behind where this young man was sitting in his blind. So I thought, well, the lion's out of this country. I told him, I said, "He's not coming back. Where do I take my young man to hunt that afternoon? Same place. Well, this time I moved him around to the other side of the pond or the elk wallow, whatever you want to call it, and set him up. That blind came back about 30 minutes before dark and did not leave. I can remember this. I wish I'd have had my camera. I did have a cell phone camera, but the pictures were not very good that I got. You could see the lion sitting there, but I stood up and tried to run him off. He wouldn't leave. Finally, I got down, and the lion just sat on his haunches on that pond dam looking at us, and I got the young man, and we backed out of there. Back in those days, you could not carry a firearm during archery season. So there's my lion story, folks. I can still, my hair on the back of my neck still stands up when I think about that mountain lion being all that close.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.